Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we'll see in a couple days when the final batch of rankings comes out, and then obviously conference championship weekend next weekend in college football. Any thoughts there, Sam? Markets and just like the two big ones, obviously. Buckeyes 6 against Indiana in the Big Ten title game. Both teams undefeated. We can have a Heisman conversation afterwards with Sayan and Mendoza, the two favorites, the two quarterbacks. 49.5 the total. And then Georgia 1.5 against Bama, 47.5. So two absolutely titanic games on conference championship Saturday next week. It's going to be great in the Big Ten and the SEC.
6 feels a little heavy on Ohio State, but then again, you look at Ohio State, they've covered every game but one this year, right? Them and Texas Tech go 11-1 ATS in the regular season. So when you keep covering numbers and you keep winning by margin, that leads to a number that probably is a little higher than it should be. My true number on the game is 4. So there's definitely an Ohio State tax there. As for Georgia-Bama, flip a coin, man. I have no idea who's going to win that one. Not yet, at least.
And an awesome ending last night to the Iron Bowl with Kalen DeBoer rolling the dice on that. I love Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit incredulous on that call. Bama touchdown. Bama wins the game. And if you laid Bama in the game, which I might have, very much appreciated Kalen DeBoer's decision-making at the end. Last college football note, Sam. Heisman Trophy market, Mendoza plus 125 at MGM, Sayan plus 130. So the two Big Ten quarterbacks that'll play in the Big Ten title game next weekend are your favorites. Diego Pavia, Vandy's quarterback, is Vandy railroads Tennessee to complete the best season in school history. Vandy plus Pavia plus 333. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love at 14. Is it as easy, Sam, as whoever wins the Big Ten title game, that quarterback wins the Heisman? How do you handicap this market? One more week to go.
That's what the market says. Just win the Big Ten title, and you're going to be the Heisman Trophy winner. I do wonder if it's 40-39, and you know the losing quarterback has 5 touchdown passes. Like, then what do you do, right? But it does feel like whoever's undefeated out of the Big Ten is going to win the Heisman. Too bad to see Love get hurt yesterday for Notre Dame. He didn't play the whole game. He got knocked out early in the game. And Pavia did the Heisman pose yesterday. Okay, he's not winning the Heisman. He should go, but he's not winning it.
Well, can I construct a scenario for you? And it's a long shot today, but it is a hypothetical. Let's say Ohio State 13-9 in the Big Ten title game against Indiana, and neither Sayan nor Mendoza has a good game, good stat game. Could Pavia potentially sneak in and win if that happens, Sam? Well, I mean, look, you know, you never know. And you're my guy, so curious your opinion on this. I value your opinion on such things.
My first response would be, I wonder what Pavia's mother would do. How would she handle that, a 10-9 Big Ten championship gift? That family, the family is bananas. Just like a crazy storyline on top of Pavia's awesome play. I don't think he's winning the Heisman. I think they just take the winner of that game. Even if it's 10-9, even if it's 7-6, I think they take the winner.
Can't wait for conference championship weekend next weekend in the great sport of college football. Anything else, Sam, on the NFL from Thanksgiving games? All three underdogs cash on Thanksgiving. Bengals beat the Ravens. Cowboys beat the Chiefs, much to my chagrin. Packers beat the Lions. Or Bears-Eagles before we turn our attention to today?
Yeah, just Joe Burrow's back. Joe Burrow's back. Slick it back. Joe's back.
And I tried to say last, like, Lamar Jackson's not healthy. He's not. And I think it makes this AFC North race way interesting. Not from a Cincinnati perspective, in my opinion. More, can the Steelers get on track today against the Buffalo Bills? We'll get to that game and every game coming up Week 13 NFL Sunday right now in this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved. It does hit different now that Thanksgiving is in the rearview mirror and we are all fat pigs. Especially me. Oink, oink, oink. Sammy, let's begin in Cleveland with Brock Purdy and the Niners visiting Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. We do have wind in the forecast of this game. Snow potentially on the ground in Cleveland as well. What's happening with the Niners and the Browns?
Money on the Browns. Stop me if you've heard that before. Wise guys taking the points from 6.5 on the open down to 5 at multiple books, including BetMGM. The big move, though, in this game, you mentioned the weather. Total was 39.5 on the open. Now we're 35, so a 4.5-point dip to the under.
Anything you want to do in this game, Sammy?
Probably still go under 35. Not going to lie.
Yeah, just I'm going to let's see what the weather's like in Cleveland coming off the lake. Okay, we are likely snow, wind gusts like 25, 30 miles per hour. Does kind of feel like an under. The Browns got bet down over the course of the week, Sammy, like you alluded to. I kind of want to take the points with Cleveland. Would you?
I could consider it. I'm just waiting for that other shoe to drop on Sanders. Like, is this the 3-pick game for Shedeur Sanders? Maybe.
I don't trust Brock Purdy right now. He was so bad on Monday night against Carolina. And against this defense, and Myles Garrett 6 away from breaking the all-time sack record in his 5 games. I'm not saying he's going to break it today. But I love this Cleveland defense. Just, you said, the thought of betting Shedeur makes me a little queasy. I think if I had to bet the game, I think I'd actually bet the Browns if I had to bet the side.
All I know is that I had to bench David Njoku because they don't throw him the ball anymore. That's all I did in this game. Bench my starting tight end.
Did you? Do you have Harold Fannin?
No.
Ah, it's unfortunate.
I know.
But yeah, I'll get you. We'll get you a tight end off the waiver wire coming up in the break. All right, quick break. And on the other side, we continue on with Week 13 NFL Sunday. We will go to the AFC South with the Jags and the Titans in Tennessee. And the Texans and the Colts in Indianapolis as Daniel Jones will be playing with a fractured fibula. No, I'm not kidding. Countdown to kickoff. You better you bet. BetMGM Network, Nikki K and Sammy P. Back after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.